As you well know, there's been no shortage of criticism for BP the past 53 days since a busted oil well has been spewing millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf. But the same week the company denied accusations it was shielding its operations from the media, anchor Scott Walker ran into a beachfront barricade of sorts on Grand Isle.
Every security guard here has given the instructions to every single news crew. You can be with outside of 100 yards of the workers along the boom.
And who's saying that? Because nobody can tell me, unless you're the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, you're the Coast Guard, or you're the military, can you tell me where to go on this public beach?
I can tell you where to go because I'm employed to keep this beach safe. And right now, those are my instructions. I have to keep the workers safe as well.
I'm going to go and try and talk to a worker under the tent. Can I do that?
No.
He's on a break.
You are not allowed to interview any workers.
The workers can talk to the media, according to the BP CEO 2 days ago.
That
word still hasn't trickled down to you all?
We've already heard that one, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've heard that one? It's true.
The email did not explicitly give you permission to do that.
There are quotes from Doug Suttles that say no one has been barred access to talk to the media, and that it's a misunderstanding, and the word hasn't trickled down to all the appropriate channels yet. That's what he said 2 days ago. So 2 days later, that word still hasn't trickled down.
It's been briefed to us.
By whom? Who's briefing you all?
That's not important right now.
Well, if you're telling me that I can't do it, it's important that I know who's briefing you.
What's important right now is you cannot talk to the workers. You're interfering with their jobs right now.
If there's somebody on break, I'm interfering with his job?
Yes. You're interfering with his rest. Sir, you cannot talk to anybody there.
Can I yell from a distance?
No. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Sir, you cannot interview the workers.
So y'all have certain things y'all are instructed to do.
The worker, who are y'all employed by?
Talent Security, it's our insurance.
Well, that's
I
who.
I can see that. I mean, who's employing Talent Security?
I have no
way. We've been instructed to wait for the supervisor.
That guy right down there who's a supervisor just said if they want to talk to me, they can. And now you're telling them not to talk to me.
No comment.
Are you all afraid to talk? Do they intimidate you all? Are you afraid you'll lose your jobs if you speak to the media?
Don't want to. Y'all don't have to say anything. All y'all have to say is, I do not want to be interviewed.
I do not want to be interviewed.
Does anybody want to be interviewed?
No.
I just wanted the opportunity to ask to see if anybody wanted to talk to the media. And if you all say no, then I'll walk away. So nobody wants to talk. All right, I got you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for cleaning up the beach.
Now get this. 2 days ago, BP Chief Operations Officer Doug Suttles released a letter to all media outlets saying, in part, quote, "Recent media reports have suggested that individuals involved in the cleanup operation have been prohibited from speaking to the media, and this is simply untrue. BP has not and will not prevent anyone working in the cleanup operation from sharing his or her own experiences or opinions," end quote.